It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And I want to start off today by reading a couple of reports from two remarkable phenologists, Lori Petrowski, who lives in Fairbanks, Alaska. In Fairbanks, we are experiencing an unusually early spring, so I'm told by folks who've lived here far longer. The snow is melting during the day, but we are still dipping below freezing at night. I've seen some willow catkins emerging along the sides of the roads, but I'm not sure which species they are. I heard a varied thrush yesterday for the first time of the year. The red poles are massing. The most spring activities I've seen so far are from the insects. Midges, stoneflies, and mosquitoes have emerged, so I imagine the birds won't be far behind. I'm also keeping an ear out for the emerging bear sightings, and I've heard of one black bear so far. At work, we are setting out our first on-season mosquito traps this week, so it will be my first field day of the season. If I find anything interesting springing up, I'll let you know. And that from Lori in Fairbanks, and from John O'Keefe, who is the phenologist at the Harvard Forest in north central Massachusetts. He says, my sense is that we are also starting up as a fairly average spring, but I'm not sure even what that means right now. I made my first spring tree observations on the 1st of April, and the red maple flower buds are pretty fat. The trembling aspen flowers were distending, and the striped maple buds were just starting to split. The ice on most of our ponds was gone in the last week to 10 days, depending on the size and depth. We've had flocks of robins for a week or two. Our winter was quite weird. The only real snowstorm was at the end of November, and the ground was open on New Year's Day. Then almost every storm passed to our west, starting out as snow but changing to sleet and then freezing rain or rain. So we ended up with a dense, icy, very slippery mess, which finally melted over the past week or two. Also, an extended, unpleasant mud season, or lots of mini mud seasons, which have just about ended. So that from Massachusetts. Good to hear from John and from Lori. And they are professional phenologists. Yeah, they get paid to do that work. And I'm going to be keeping in touch with them. We'll get more notes from them over the coming weeks and months, I hope. And from our friend Ian, who lives in Minneapolis, a couple of phenological notes to mention. I heard my first chipping sparrows of the year. I spotted three fox sparrows kicking up discarded hulls under the feeder. I also thought that I heard my first kinglets this morning, but couldn't confirm with a sighting. I'm eager to hear if any student phenologists have spotted them. Hello to everyone at KAXE from Ian, and thanks for all you do. And that's always nice to have Ian on the show and have him talking about what's going on down in the cities. He lives right near Theodore Wharf Park, and it's always fun to find out what he's seeing. My own observations, well, I went out yesterday for a long hike with the dog, and I was hoping to find some things that would be spring-like, and as I kicked around in the grass and leaf litter, I managed to uncover a 1-inch shoot from a bloodroot. And so I have that one happy note of spring not too far away. There was a little bit of snow around it and some leaf litter laying over it, but once I pulled that out, it was pretty easy to see the little shoot of the bloodroot coming up. And that is, well, pretty close to average. In fact, my average for the first spring emergence of the bloodroot turns out to be April 16th, which is today. And this year it was, of course, on the 15th in 2013, which was that really cold spring. It was May 8th, quite late. And It was 15 days early in 2017 on the 1st of April. So it bounces around, but yesterday, or today rather, is the average. So if you know of a patch of bloodroot in your neighborhood, it might be a good time to go out and check it out. I looked very carefully at the beaked hazels yesterday. I looked at probably 30 or 40 different beaked hazels and American hazels. And what I found was one American hazel with one distended male catkin that yielded no pollen but was soft to the touch. And so it's developing. And the average date for this event, I think, is the 10th of April. So we're sliding further and further behind in terms of the hazel changing. When I was down in the cities over the weekend, the beaked hazels down there were well on their way to being done with their flowering. The female flowers looked pretty beat up and done, and the male flowers were distended, and they were all stretched out, not yielding any pollen. So there's still some development to happen up here, but down in the cities, it's getting closer to done. Speckled alder catkins. You may recall a week ago I posted a picture, I think, on Season Watch of speckled alder catkins. I showed two, one that was in full development, full of pollen and yielding pollen at the touch, and one that was more representative of the other 99% of the speckled alders that I ran into that day. Yesterday, walking around in that light rain in the afternoon, I found about 20% of the alders that I came across in a thicket that were yielding pollen. Even in the rain, I was able to knock pollen out of these speckled alders, but only 20%. So they're a long way from being fully developed. I checked both European larch and tamarack yesterday, and the larch flowers are, the male flowers on the larch are quite swollen, but not yet open. And the bud, the needle buds are also swollen but not yet open. The tamaracks that I looked at were absolutely black. They didn't look like they're getting anywhere close to being open, so it'll be a little while. You might be interested to know that on the spruce site where I work, the tamaracks up there in the really warm chambers, in those chambers that are plus 9 Celsius, those tamaracks are well on their way. They've gone beyond just being little green buds to being lots of little green needles that are coming out. And so there's some development. And if you're, that usually runs, those have been like, this is their second, going on their third week of development. And so it's probably about 2 weeks before we'll see flowers on the tamaracks. But with the warm weather that's forecast, that could get speeded up a little bit. Around my house on the bird feeder, song sparrows, which I first mistook to be American tree sparrows, the difference, they both have a kind of a, oh, like a tie pin of a dark spot right in the middle of their breast. But the song sparrow has streaks on the edges of the breast, and the tree sparrow has no streaks. So check out the sparrows in your yard. Chances are they are song sparrows. I've heard a couple of reports of white-throated sparrows coming north. I haven't seen any yet. Pardon me. I've been watching the vernal ponds, those ponds where the water melts and pools up for, oh, several weeks, sometimes several months, but ultimately they dry up. Those types of vernal ponds make great magnets for a lot of waterfowl. And in the vernal ponds around my house, I've seen mallards, wood ducks, teal, buffle heads, hooded mergansers. I mean, those last two are divers, and I don't know what they're doing in those little ponds, but definitely checking them out. So they're in the area. The On my trip to the cities on Saturday morning, I saw my first flickers mixed in with a flock of robins at Knife Lake, just north of Mora. And the other event that I have been observing and, well, actually not observing, but just listening to is every morning for about the last 6 days, I have had saw-wet owls calling outside my house. And this morning, the saw-wet owls and the barred owls were both calling. So it was pretty interesting to take a look take a listen and hear these owls singing early in the morning. Lots of those singing right now. You go outside and listen for this evenings and early mornings. They're doing a lot of singing, the saw-wet owls, and it's... That's either Harry Hutchins or a barred owl. and they're calling as well. I'm hearing them almost every morning. And you can throw in, if you're lucky, you'll hear a great horned owl in your neighborhood too. They're all singing right now. And it is just a wonderful time to be out and listening. And over the fields by my house, just before the snow came last week on Wednesday morning, I saw a northern harrier, a male northern harrier. And I was talking to my neighbor, Marvin Beer, and Marvin had seen the female northern harrier, and Marvin he lives right on the edge of the field, and he has remarked that over the years, as soon as the snow is gone from the fields, the northern harriers come in. And I don't know where they went when this snow came, but hopefully they found some place where they could continue to feed and survive, and perhaps they are going to be back now that the fields are reappearing, and hopefully today they will definitely come out and show, that is, the fields and maybe the northern harriers as well. Down in the cities, red elderberries were, the buds had broken, and that you could actually see the petioles on the leaves already. Up here yesterday, I looked at my red elderberries and I found three buds that were open to the point where you could kind of peer in and see the flower structure that lays inside, the flower and the leaf structure that lays inside the bud. But it is not yet that far along. And the other observations, well, the hazel and another, the Juneberries. There were Juneberries on the St. Paul campus, and those buds were breaking open. And I looked very carefully at the buds on my Juneberries yesterday, and I could see a few white hairs, and that was it. I didn't put down that they were open by any stretch of the imagination, and they should be. I mean, this would be the time of year normally when the Juneberry buds would be breaking. So I'm hoping that this warm weather that's coming toward us this morning and for the rest of this week will help hasten the arrival of spring. Right now, we're lagging by about a week, so we'll maybe do some catch up in the next few days. I hope so. That's the Phenology Show for this week. Thanks for tuning in. As always, if you have observations, comments, or questions, we're waiting to hear from you.